St. Paul, in his letter to us today, and I say to us purposefully, identifies himself in two ways, one with the Lord in his sufferings, and one with the church, who are the beneficiaries of the suffering. He's establishing himself as a personal relationship between Christ and the church. And so he gets what the other two readings that we heard today are all about. I have an associate at the diocese where I work who's very witty, and she has all these little buzz sayings. And one of her buzz sayings is, "Are you aware and do you care?" And when she puts that in your face, sometimes you say, "Whoa, what did I do?" It startles you, but it's also terribly instructive. Are you aware? And then, do you care? You can be aware and not care. You can care and not be aware. But if hospitality is going to be real, which is what the readings are all about, it strikes me you need both. You need an awareness, and then because of the awareness, we're doing something about it. Take a look at the reading from Genesis. It begins, and I don't always pick this up, but it begins, "The Lord appeared to Abraham." Oh. So Abraham's aware that he's in the Lord's presence. And because he's in the Lord's presence, when he looks up and sees those three strangers, now you need to remember, Abraham was a nomad. He roamed the deserts, and there's a lot of mean people out in the desert. They're all struggling to stay alive, and it's not above anybody just to take from somebody else to get through life. But he looks up and he sees these three strangers, and what happens to Abraham? He goes right into hospitality. "Please don't leave. Let me do this for you. Let me do that for you. Let me do this for you." And he's doing it very aware that he's in God's presence. And that presence and that power is going to see him through this event and bring it to a good end. And so his hospitality makes him full of joy, and in the end, he gets fulfillment in the prophecy, "I'm going to return next year and your wife's going to have a son." The promise that God made to Abraham is going to be fulfilled. That's not bad. Now, let's take a look at Mary and Martha. Jesus shows up at Mary and Martha's house, and Martha is all about the hospitality. She is doing everything. She wants it to be just right because her guest is there. But what does she feel her hospitality is? It's a burden. And why is it a burden? What's she missing? Jesus says, "Mary, there's only one thing you really need, and Mary's chosen the better portion, and she shall not be deprived of it." What Mary is doing, and very uniquely so in Jesus' time, is establishing a relationship with the guest. She's busy about listening to the word and establishing this personal relationship with Jesus, and that's what Martha's missing. And so all that she's doing, she's so involved in all this stuff, you know, that she's missing the point of the visit. Chances are, if she had said, "Do I have to do all this stuff?" Jesus said, "Why don't you sit down and listen to me for a while? Let me instruct you. Let me help you through this stuff." But she's all wrapped up in many things, and I think, what about us? How much stuff are we all wrapped up in? Trying to get everything done, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and we miss the main point. Story is told about a monk, a young monk, a Benedictine. And he was having trouble with the order's motto, pray and work. And he was complaining to the abbot about it, so the old abbot said one day, "Come on, you're coming with me. We're getting to the rowboat, we're going across the lake." So they get in the rowboat, and the abbot takes one oar, and he starts rowing with one oar. Well, they're going around in circles, they're going nowhere. And the young monk says, "I've just had enough about this." And so he finally speaks up and says, "Father Abbot, you do know that you can't get anywhere with one oar. If you want to go somewhere, we need two oars. And the abbot said, "You're right. You're so right. One oar is prayer and one oar is work." What does prayer do for us? Prayer puts us in the presence of God. Prayer makes us aware that His presence surrounds us and guides us, protects us, and leads us, which enables us to do our work of hospitality, to become like St. Paul, a bridge between God and others. That's a wonderful, wonderful grace that's given to every baptized person. Paul says that we might present to God those perfect in Christ. Imagine that. You can grow to be perfect in Christ with God's help and God's lead. And if we did, think of how much better this world would be. How much more just, more charitable, kind, and connected. If you believe God can do it, I invite you to be cooperative with God this week. Put yourself in His presence and welcome any whom God sends your way.